Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello, everybody. It's not Steve, obviously. It's Becky Brown, and I am joined by Chris Williams and Dr. Sherry Keffer, and I'm so glad you guys are here. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well. How are you, Chris?
I'm ready for the holidays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We can see it.
We were all talking about
why we wanted you to wear red and green today.
There you go.
And I showed up.
You showed up.
Well,
came through.
We're hoping that we have a bunch of callers show up today. We've got lines open, so you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. And one of the things that we deal with a lot, we hear clients, our own personal lives, is how to get unstuck and how to recognize the places that you're stuck or, you know, maybe some things that keep you stuck. And I'm sure we've got some listeners who are feeling that. And sometimes it's because of either a story they've got going on in their head. It could be because they've tried everything in a relationship. But I want to hear from the experts here. Sherry, Chris, what would you say to somebody who may be feeling stuck or may not even recognize that they're stuck?
I think the first thing I would let people know is you are stuck because you have a problem that you cannot solve. And make it really as simple as that. And the reason I start there is because we wouldn't be stuck if we could solve our own problem. And what that points to is something I think that God has actually designed us for. He has designed us for relationship. He has designed us as what we see in the New Testament, the body of Christ. Not everyone can be the full body. So an example in my own life is that I have been working on this transformational model that I've had for quite a few years and putting it out into the world, and I've started a consulting firm. And I realized I am pretty good therapist. I am not pretty good business guy. And so I got stuck in some very, very key areas in this process, very crucial areas. And I knew, and I'm a slow learner, after years of bouncing my head against a wall that, in these particular areas, that I needed help. And so I've reached out to some people that are helping me and collaborating with me, and oh my goodness, have the gears been greased and starting to work again and turn, and I am quickly getting unstuck because of the help of other people.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice. You know, and I think when I think about getting unstuck, I think the primary reason that I see most often is fear. So I think having to defang like a python, defang fear is probably one of the biggest obstacles. I remember a number of years ago, having been hurt in relationship, I had two negative beliefs that were holding me captive. One is I can't trust anyone. And the other is I can't trust myself. I can't trust my judgment. Now, those two fears were like a python wrapped around me. And I remember I was dating a guy, and he said that. He goes, the more I get to know you, the closer we get, it just feels like there's a python that just wraps itself around you. I had to defang my fear of relationship, because what had happened is I got stuck in the past. I wasn't with that person that betrayed me. I was with a really great guy, but I felt like I was living in the past. If I had realized that I had come out of that relationship, I'd been rescued out of that, I had chosen to get out of that, and I was sitting with a brand new human being, a different man, who wanted to care for me.
Mm, that's good.
I probably would have given him more of a shot.
There you go.
But I kept focusing on those fangs, thinking that I was still living in that place in the past that was keeping me stuck from entering into something new.
Well, we'll take your calls after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. It's Becky Brown with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams, and we were just talking about getting unstuck. And one of the ways that you might consider getting unstuck, especially as the new year begins, is joining us at our Emotional Freedom Workshop or our Lose It for Life Workshop. Both are going to be online, and it could be the next step. You know, one of the things that Chris said that he connected with somebody, a counselor, a coach, and we have those folks that can help you get moving along in your journey of life. We just want you to experience life in the way that God designed you and also get you on your mission, you know, because I think that God's got a purpose for you. But right now we're going to start taking calls, and you can call us 1-800-229-3000. We've got some lines open, but we're going to talk to Stephen, who's calling us from Montebello, and we're glad you called, Stephen. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm calling because, well, me and my wife, we've been together for 30 years, and we're currently separated. We've been separated for like 5 months. The reason for our separation is I was looking through her phone, had suspicions that something was going on. Her behavior had changed dramatically, and I just assumed there was something going on. And sure enough, I found a picture of her sitting on the guy's lap from her work lease and with her arm around him. So, so we had a, fallout, and so she left and she was staying with her mom for a little bit, but now she's got her own apartment and I don't know where she lives. And recently she started coming around. We started talking again. Things seemed to be kind of getting a little better, but, at the same time, there was never really any remorse, any repentance or, so I started, questioning, am I doing the right thing? So anyways, you guys referred me to a counselor, New Life, told me go to a counselor in your area. So I went and I talked with her, right before Thanksgiving. And she said, that I should go with a no contact to cut her off, to really test her to see, cause she doesn't really answer me, or when I ask her, what's up, what do you feel? She just kind of, she doesn't want to talk about it. She doesn't want to go there. So I'm just wondering, is this the right way to go? I'm just
all right.
In that place where, yeah.
It's hard, Stephen. That's a long time to be separate without any kind of plan. Let's hear what Sherry and Chris would suggest for you to do as far as next steps, whoever wants to start.
Hey, Stephen. You might have heard me start the show with talking about the fear, because my fear came from sexual betrayal. So I too, like you, am a sexually betrayed partner. And I wrote a book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And in there, I talk about two pillars that I think every sexually betrayed partner needs. And one of them is safety, and the other is the truth.
Mm. Yeah.
And so those resonate with you, right? I can hear in your heart that you still have hope in your relationship. I can hear it. I know. I get it. I get it. But this is the thing, is sometimes we can wander in the wilderness and not really know how to get into a process of repair with a partner who has betrayed us. I mean, she's had an affair. She's coming back around. That could mean a lot of things. That could mean that relationship didn't work out. That could mean she's trying to figure out if she wants to come back to you or stay with the affair partner. It could mean a lot of things. But one of the things that I think is a necessity in order for you to feel safe again, feel like she's not just going to leave you on a whim, is for both of you and her in particular with you to walk into a process of truth telling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she may not even know that's something you're looking for. I mean, what have you been able to communicate with her about your hurt? Have you been able to tell her that I was deeply hurt? I know about your affair. I'm still hopeful, but I'm not feeling safe with you.
Yes, I expressed it to her clearly many times, but she doesn't want to go there. And if you know her, she's a very stubborn, very prideful woman, and to get her to admit fault is very difficult, and that's where my frustration comes in. And
do you know 100%? Yes, do you know 100% of those that sexually betrayed? 100% of them.
1,000%.
Do not want to go there.
Yeah, and she works with the guy, and she's still there, and she's not wearing her wedding rings. And there's a lot to this. And but like I said, we have a family. We have a granddaughter who lives with us, and you know, I'm not sure which way to go, you know, and I still have hope. I'm a believer, you know, I believe in forgiveness, and, you know, she was in church with me all for years and years, and but now she's kind of hardened herself, you know, she's really hard in her heart, and
all right.
So she's
let's hear what Chris, is there a kind of a process that they need to get into so that they can move forward, like what Sherry's talking about, that safety and the truth?
Yeah, I can only doubly, triply affirm safety and truth, and they both work together. And so, but there's a trick to the safety and the truth, is that we have safety in relationship with another person, but we also have safety with ourselves. And one of the things that Sherry was talking about at the opening of the show is, like, if I don't trust myself, if I don't have safety in myself, it's going to be hard to really connect to truth. And so, Stephen, I would say the first thing, get Sherry's book. I actually...
We'll send it to her.
Yeah, though it's written from a female perspective. I've given plenty of my male clients who have, in your situation, this book, and it's been incredibly helpful. Because you want to restore safety back to yourself, but you also need to communicate to her the truth. The truth that you desire, and make it very clear, I desire for us to work out. I desire for us to be together again and to work through this and heal and restore the relationship. In order for that to happen, I need the truth. And I'm willing to get help to get to a safe place. A good therapist that can do some couples counseling that specializes in betrayal trauma that can really help us work towards the restoration of safety in the marriage through truth, and to see if she's willing to do that. And it's one of the hardest things. It's the scariest thing, because then she holds that answer, right? She kind of holds the cards there of whether she wants to do that or not. And if the answer is not, then that self-care in your process of healing needs to be clear and moving forward.
And maybe, maybe you're...
Go ahead, Sherry.
I was going to say maybe the therapist was taking a line of no contact, because a therapist might have sensed that there's a revolving door, that your wife can come back. I don't know if she's wanting to be physical with you. I don't, you know. Have you asked her what she's coming back for? Just a simple question.
No. At first she was hesitant to come in, and then she came in. It was around like Halloween time, and then she came in and she wanted to see the baby, and she was, you know, uneasy, I can tell. And then as time went on, she started popping up a little more and more. But still, she's not willing to discuss anything like what's going on with her.
But did you hear
what she wants to do?
Yeah, I want you to ask her specifically, what are you coming around for?
Yes.
Are you coming around because you want to see the baby? Are you coming around because you want to see me and repair with me? Because if you do want to repair with me, I'm going to need to feel safe, and I'm going to need the truth of what happened. And if that's not something that you're interested in, if you're still in this active affair with your coworker, I care, like Chris said, I have respect for myself enough to not just have our relationship have an open door.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I have told her that. I said, like, if you're still involved with this guy and you're still, you know, playing games, then, you know, you need to be honest with me. And maybe not come around, you know, until you decide, you know, what you want to do. Because, you know, I'm just sitting here on the sideline, you know, going through hell, basically, waiting, you know.
So, yeah. Stephen, one of the things that, Sherry, I was going to say the same exact thing about what your counselor may be doing is trying to establish some boundaries. Sherry, what specifically can Stephen say? Because it's almost like he can't ask her because she's not going to be truthful at this point.
Yep, you're right.
What does he need to do as opposed to asking her to give the truth? What can he do to find the truth for himself?
So, Becky, you're 100% right. In my book, I have a chapter on boundaries, which is that it's called No is a Complete Sentence. And boundaries are about protection. They're not about punishment. Mm-hmm. But if I was thinking in your shoes about protection, it sounds like this. I'm not okay with you coming over to our house to see me, to see the baby, or for any other reason until you're ready to enter into a therapy process with me to sort through this. Now, feel that.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what a boundary sounds like. You're drawing a line in the sand. It's a line to protect you. It's a line to protect your baby. And it's really a line that's best for her so she can figure out what she wants to do. But it closes that revolving door. And you are so right, Becky, to point to boundaries. We need boundaries. Boundaries are about safety.
Right. Well, and here's the thing, Stephen. She's not going to like it. So don't think that you're doing it wrong if she comes back with a negative response. But the reality is there is a lot to restructure in your relationship. We're going to send you a copy of Sherry's book, and I know that it will help you. And you can even take it with you to the counselor and, you know, say, this is what I want to go towards. I think that would be fine as well.
And Becky, can I throw in one more thing?
Of course.
There's a sense, my spidey senses are coming up, as Sherry likes to say, on this as well, is that oftentimes the person having an affair will have buyer's remorse, right? That affair partner relationship isn't working out, or they're feeling the loss of the family or the loss of the marriage. And so they're going to start vacillating back and forth and want their cake and eat it too. Or there could be what I call a rubber band effect, where she's just like, oh, that didn't work, and I'm all about you, and looking to what we call flight to health, meaning that she's like, let's just make it all okay right now.
Mm.
And I'm like, be wary of those processes.
Right.
You know, you need a long-term, authentic process. I mean, I put an emphasis on long-term. You got to play the long game of like, there's a lot to work through here. That is actually going to take your marriage back probably to its beginning and maybe even your childhood. So it takes a while.
Just to give you a little hope, I've had situations just like you, Stephen, where ultimately because of boundaries and somebody coming back, they actually left their workplace because the partner who'd been betrayed says, I'm not okay with you being there with that affair partner. And and the person who betrayed had cut off all contact, was willing to change jobs, and was willing to get into accountability for their sexual acting out and be in a long process of repair.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Yeah. Both of you know this for sure. And Stephen, you've got to know that this is going to be more difficult, actually, than what you've been doing for the last 5 months. Because sometimes this goes back to the being stuck. We don't want to move because we're afraid of what's going to happen, that fear thing that Sherry was talking about. And so we want to have a healthy and a functional, truth-telling, safe relationship. And that's where you've got to reestablish those lines. And we're so glad you called. Chris is my helper today, who's picking some calls.
Yes. Well, we have a minute to the break, and so let's do this. First and foremost, if you are struggling, if you're a guy and struggling with sexually acting out, the affairs, pornography, all of the different ways in which our broken sexuality can cause harm to ourselves and other people, don't stay stuck there. We can stay stuck for decades there. It's not necessary. We have EMB, Every Man's Battle, coming up in Dallas just very, very quickly here. And so it's this weekend in Dallas. If you're thinking that's too quickly, trust me, just make it happen. If you're a wife and or partner, you know, and you have someone in your life that you love, a guy in your life struggling with this, again, same thing. Get them to Dallas this weekend. You will not regret it.
It could be the best way to start your new year right now. Call us.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are taking your calls. We have lines open, 1-800-229-3000. And, you know, we've been talking about getting unstuck today. And we really, you know, at New Life, we really want to help you move forward in your life. We know that there are times in our lives, whether it's a relationship issue, a family issue, or maybe it's some area of your own life in addiction or, you know, something where you just can't get moving forward, but we can help you get moving forward. So give us a call. You can call and talk to Sherry and Chris and myself at 1-800-229-3000. Right now, we are going to talk to Trina, who's calling us from Chino.
We actually lost Trina.
So
we're going to go to Mark, listening all the way in the UK on the internet.
Wonderful. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, great to talk to you. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'd just like to ask a question. What is the best way for us to spread the word of the gospel and the Christian belief in the faith?
Okay, well, Mark, I would ask you a question. How are you doing that? How is that working for you?
It's doing very well, thank you. We do it through different social media platforms and through our different churches we have in our country of the United Kingdom. But what actually concerned me in our yesterday's paper is that for the first time, less than half of the population of England and Wales are actually Christian now. So The question I'll actually ask you is, in today's world, what can we do together to help spread the belief and the word of the gospel and to inspire as many new followers in the Christian faith as much as possible?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
All right, Chris or Sherry, who wants to start?
Well, it's an enormous question that I don't know if I'm, you know, totally qualified to answer well, but my perspective is this. As Mark, here in the United States, Christianity is in a major transitional period. I think we're moving much more to a post-Christian culture and time that can be very scary for us. And so this is just my perspective on it. I really believe that the gospel needs to be helpful where people live and where they're at. The fancy word that we use to describe Jesus coming to earth in the New Testament is incarnation, meaning he embedded himself in our lives, embedded himself in our struggles and our troubles. And that's really what we're about here at New Life, is partnering with God in areas where people are experiencing pain and suffering. And with the power of God, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, really helping people move out of that pain into something new, hence new life, and redemptive, and obviously pointing them to Christ. And so I'm not a big shout from a megaphone type of person, though I don't necessarily think that that's ineffective. I just think that what's really important in today's world is that we really, really offer something to people of value that is gospel-centered. And I would really, you know, even kind of point to Matthew 25 is, you know, where Jesus is saying, you know, separating the sheep from the goat, and he's saying, hey, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me water. When I was hungry, you fed me. And I think that Christian organizations have done a phenomenal job of helping people where they're at and where they're struggling when they're suffering. And I believe that that really is such a powerful way to spread the gospel. And I was saying someone, I was working with an organization the other day who was struggling about how they do what you asked. And they are a food organization that feeds, you know, people who are struggling to get food. And I told them, I'm like, don't forget just that line, when I was hungry, you fed me. The food itself is a representation of the gospel. It's not the fullness of the gospel, but it's a key representation. So that's just kind of where I'm at today, how I'm thinking about it.
I love that. Yeah. Sherry, how about you?
You know, I see so many changes like y'all, you know, and I think in the last days, you know, it says people are going to be lovers of themselves. And I think there's a lot of navel gazing that's happening out there. But we know the long game, that ultimately within ourselves, it's a short stick. There's not an ultimate fulfillment. We've been created with a bigger longing. Mm-hmm. I know for me, sometimes it's done in very simple ways. Like this holiday, I'm very mindful of when I am out and about, I'm just wishing people a Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. If somebody says Happy Holidays, I'm saying Merry Christmas to you. I'm really being more proactive in sharing Jesus. We're putting out a nativity in our front yard this year. I mean, I know these might sound like simple things, but actually it's pointing to a savior. It's pointing to Jesus. It's keeping him in the conversation. It's not colluding with the rest of the world who's trying to be very so careful, politically correct with everybody that everybody has gone neutralized. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sound neutral. I'm not going to be neutral. I'm going to bring Jesus into conversations in the holidays and point to Christ.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, well, and you know, that's what the gospel means. It's the good news. And Jesus is the good news. We have so many needs and we're in need of a savior. And so as we share that, Mark, you know, whether you're in United Kingdom or you're in the United States, we can each one reach one and be kind and let people know that there is a Savior that loves them and wants the most for their life and accepts them right where they are. Because I think that's been the message for too long, is that you have to get all cleaned up before you can know Jesus. And we know differently. And here at New Life, we believe firmly in the truth of the gospel, the true truth, and its redeeming value. We'll be right back after this break, taking your calls, 1-800-229-9.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We're so glad you joined us today, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-229-3000. Right now, we are going to go to Chaz, who's calling us from Cleveland in the great state of Ohio and listens on Sirius XM. And Chaz, we're glad you called today. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I've called the show a couple times, and I figured y'all helped me before, I would call again.
Well, we're grateful that you're listening.
I have a situation now that you know, I've been through a divorce, and I've been through the death of a spouse, and there's a lady at our church who has gone through the same thing. Divorce first, and then she just lost her spouse 2 years ago. And we kind of leaned on each other through both times. I was going through the divorce while she was going through the death of her husband. And we were able to help each other, and then one thing leads to another. And we decided we're engaged now, 2 years later. And
okay.
We just don't know. We just don't know. We talk to each other. you know, about our what went wrong, what we saw, the things we did different. And we talked quite open and honestly. But I'm thinking, and we're thinking that maybe, do you feel that we need to go to, like, premarital sessions to be sure, or is just,
I think it's a great question. I think it's a great question, Chaz. I can give you the short answer, but I'm not going to. I can see that Chris wants to answer right away. Go, Chris.
I'll give it. Yes, yes, you should.
Yes, yes.
You know, one of the things that you want to watch out for, Chaz, here is something in our profession that we call a trauma bond. And that is when people are able to connect through their pain. And that is a really, really powerful thing that connects people. But it doesn't do a good job of connecting people outside of their pain. Because we are so much more than our losses, so much more than our pain. We are a whole human complex being with all kinds of things. And most importantly, we're human beings with a big story and a big backstory. And those are the things that show up in marriage and relationship that oftentimes can make it or break it, and especially how we show up to each other. So a really good premarital and couples counseling process, therapeutic process, helps couples understand themselves better and most importantly each other better, and then implementing really good tools on building a common relationship together. And so I would say, especially because of the way that you guys have come together and formed your relationship, getting into premarital counseling would be a really, really good idea, if not, in my opinion, essential.
Awesome. All right, Sherry, what would you offer to Chaz?
Well, I think it's interesting that you're asking, like, what is it about you that wouldn't say, sure, let's find the best premarital counselor therapist in our area? What is it about you that wouldn't run into that?
Well, I guess the only thing is the divorce that I had gone through a few years back was I practically begged my wife to go into the counseling, you know, to the marital counseling, and it was just no all the time. And then the one, we tried it again, and it's like, well, I don't know, maybe it isn't such a good thing. And then this fellow, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but said about the trauma, that has me concerned too now, because during the trauma of loss of her husband and the divorce of mine, my son, 18 months ago, was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, man.
And so he's 43 years old. And,
wow.
And so we've been going through that trauma.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's helped. We've been able to help. And now he is. He passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And
oh.
So I just want to find out.
Yeah. So sorry about...
I just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? We are deeply, deeply grieved over the loss of your boy. And I'm telling you something, death, whether it's cancer, whether it's other reasons, it's not something we ever plan on, nor is it something that we ever want. Right? It's just counter-designed to how we were created. This is something that I'm hearing, Chaz. We opened the show today with talking about how we get stuck, and I talked about defanging fear. Mm-hmm. And do you know what I'm hearing is a fear for you? Is actually counseling.
Yeah.
Because you had a spouse who was unwilling. And so there may be a fang in your fear that says, well, gosh, if I ask this woman who I'm engaged to enter into counseling, and then, you know, she doesn't want to go, or maybe we go and everything goes sideways and it gets messed up, you know, I don't want to lose her because I'm stepping into a healing process. But that, remember I told you I got stuck in the past. I was behaving with the person I was with like I was with the one that betrayed me. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing that's happening with you. Mm. So if you did do a brave thing, call, get the best counselor you can. Well, we can see if we can help you with someone from our network who does premarital counseling, who can give you guys some assessments and really is going to walk out some of this loss, is going to be able to check out if there's a trauma bond going on, is going to be able to really put your heart more at peace. If this is the person that, you know, if you guys are really in a place to become lifelong partners with each other.
Right, right. And you know, Sherry, along that same lines of grief, you're going to need that help, Chaz, as you go through the grief of your son. And as you, as a couple, go through this loss, it's just a lot. We're so glad that you called today. We're going to get you connected with a counselor in your area. We're going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice, because I think that could help you in this journey as well. And we're just, we're going to pray for you and your family in this time. And we're so grateful that you called today. We're going to go to Larry, who's in the studio, and I know you have good news for us. Larry, what would you like to share today?
Hey, Becky. Well, the good news is the match that we had on Giving Tuesday was $50,000, and our loyal donors gave over $60,000 to that match.
Awesome. That's amazing.
I'm going to search for someone to give that extra $10,000, $11,000 so it's all matched. We'll see.
I love it.
It's every man's battle weekend. I'm just going to say, guys, you know you need to be there. Women, you know your husbands need to be there. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. We've got some few spots still available there, so please do that. But I want to read an excerpt of a letter. This was really cool. This came from a Club New Life member, and she's in Denmark. That's where she lives. And she, her beginning is all about the darkness of and the energy crisis there and how dark it is. And then she says, Advent this year reminds me more than ever that light does shine in the darkness, and we reflect it, and how honored I am for being a part of the New Life family. You're, like Becky once said on radio, a blessed big small group. I particularly remember a call from a lady a few months ago who found herself in a situation so much like my own that I literally found myself in therapy with Steve, Chris, and Sherry. That was a life-changing moment for me, so much that I had to sit down and write a transcript of the entire call to keep it in my Bible.
Wow.
Thank you so much for the resources coming all the way to me in Denmark and for all what you do. I'm sending you all my love and Merry Christmas wishes. I might be countries apart, but you're always in my heart and prayers.
Wow.
May God grace your life with love, joy, and peace this Christmas and throughout the year. Much love from your friend in Denmark.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
This ministry, we don't think of it as being international, but it is. We've had people come to our workshops from European countries, from Israel, from the Danish countries.
Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium. It's a powerful tool, this ministry, this radio program. And you guys are the ones that make it happen. So thank you.
Yeah.
And of course, our donors.
I was just going to say that. Sherry, we're on the same wavelength for sure.
Yeah, I mean, our donors are the ones that really make it happen. It's crazy how much we have to pay for airtime.
Yeah.
And I think when folks listen, I don't know that we, talk about that a lot, but we do have to pay for airtime.
And the thing is, people are giving the same amount each month. Even Club New Life, if you guys could give $5, $10 more, expenses go up all the time.
But that's the bread and butter that really keeps the faithful giving going.
So we just appreciate y'all.
Right, and we're so grateful for our Club New Life family, just like this caller from Denmark. She's part of the family. We're so grateful to be able to spread the word that God can provide healing and hope for your life. We'll be back after this break. Thank you, Larry, for sharing the good news.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. It's Becky Brown with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams, and we've been talking to all the men today. We're so grateful that you've been calling in. We are going to continue this, and we're going to talk to Ryan, who listens on the internet. We're so glad you called, Ryan. How can we help you today? Are you there, Ryan?
Oh, now he's there. Ryan, are you there? Hey, Ryan, can you hear us?
Well, maybe we'll have to get him back online. So,
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, so now we're going to go to Maria, listening in Dallas, Texas, on KBBW. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well,
hello, Maria.
Yeah, talk to us. What's going on?
Well, no, I've been married for 27 and a half years, and a few years ago I found out that my husband was struggling with pornography, so we got separated for 7 months, and we came back. He said I was dating a neighbor, but was never the case, and also he confessed that he had an affair. He said, oh, after we separate, but anyway, so trust is not there. Also, he had a brain aneurysm, but I believe his behavior is not because of the brain aneurysm. It was repairing, but he's going from job to job to job to job, maybe last 3, 4, 5 months. And I always stay home. My kids are grown and out of the house, but now we face, and I believe that's why God brought us back together. We're raising a grandchild, the through CPS or whatever. My son out of the wedlock have a child, and we got the baby around 3 months old, and now he's going to be 10 months, and we're still in the process. So I'm scared about the money. Now I'm
so Maria, Maria, hold on. Can I jump in really quickly? Maria, sure. How long have you been living in utter chaos?
For a long time.
Yeah.
For real, after I become Christian and I asked God, my life was perfect before I become Christian, or at least from the outside, it really all this started evolving. So at least for 8 years, at least for 8 years, because, so he just spends a lot of money in preparation.
Well, inside jump in because we're a little short on time towards the end of the show. So I can tell you inside of him is a phenomenal amount of chaos. He definitively is in the middle of the deep end, not a minor form, but a major form of addiction, specifically sexual addiction. The amount of management that he's trying to do inside of himself as he is totally out of control has a, I want you to hear this very clearly, it has a contagion that toxifies everything around him, including his work, and will definitively toxify you and the children. So I really, really want you to hear that very clearly, that you would not readily bring toxins into your home that would endanger yourself or your children, would you?
No.
He is that right now, he carries that toxin with him and around him all the time. Until he can get into some very, very serious help for what he's going through, he is not safe for you, definitely not safe for your children.
Chris, what about Every Man's Battle for him?
I mean, it is a couple days away, right in your backyard, right there in Dallas. I would absolutely demand that he start with Every Man's Battle and then really, really get into some deep work around that.
Okay. Sherry, what would you offer, Maria?
So, Maria, I too, like you, was living with a man that had a lot of toxins, as Chris talks about, coming into our home. And you know what I did, which was really similar to what I think's going on with you, is I became the queen of denial. As a coping strategy, I minimized what was going on. I spiritualized, I minimized, I put it into box, I made light of. It just became a big run-on sentence for a while. And you know what I didn't do? I didn't address what was right in front of me. When I listen to you, my dear, I can hear denial Mm-hmm. I can hear how that has become a coping strategy for you amidst all the pain that you've that's come your way. When we put our hands over our eyes, when we look away, we get a little bit of relief, but the relief never stays. So I would love to send you a copy of my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, because my hope is, as you begin to read those pages, it will help you begin to get stronger and your eyes will begin to open up as to what's needed for your family to heal. And you're, a lot of times as wives, we're at the center of that. Mm-hmm. Like having him go to Every Man's Battle, like asking, putting a boundary down, I need you to go.
Right.
I'm not feeling safe in our relationship, but I need you to go to EMB. It's in Dallas. It's right there. It's
well, and I wonder too, Maria, have you had any help in this process, in all of the chaos that's been going on?
I did. We've been in counseling for years, but I was no aware about the pornography. Mm-hmm. Until one day I was in the radio going to church, you know, our marriage was in chaos, and I heard that they were talking about pornography. So out of the blue, I asked, do you ever battle with that? And he said, yes. Now, I don't know how often he does it, how, because I don't ask. What is he going to tell me? But I'm pretty much dealing with addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for sure. You. Good for you.
But it's no alcohol that I can smell.
I know.
And we are bonding, you know, like our relationship is no good because I am not going to go with crazy. And he's where he just told me you were a better wife when you were no Christian. Of course.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, so Maria, Maria, listen, uh-huh. I want to address just that piece. Sometimes it feels that way because we become more sensitive and we become more aware of the things that are not good. And so then we start calling them out. And that's what you realize, that this isn't good. This isn't the way that we are supposed to live as a married couple. We're going to send you a copy of Sherry's book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And we're also going to give you some information about Every Man's Battle, which is going to start on Friday in Dallas. And, you know, if you are listening today, we've talked to a lot of folks who are struggling in their relationships, mainly because people aren't being truthful and it's not being a safe relationship. You know, there is hope and there's help for that. And, you know, we've got our intimacy and marriage workshop coming up in February. We also have, like I just said, Every Man's Battle, but also Restore. We help women to recover and to get a new path going. We want to help you have the life that God can give you through healing, through truth, through safety, and you're not alone. And so if you have any of these difficulties or if there's something that you feel stuck in, this may be your day to give us a call. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can look at newlife.com. And, you know, I want to say hello to our YouTube family because they always are so faithful to watch. And if you are watching there, if you'll click the like and subscribe button, you'll help us get the word out, just like the caller from the United Kingdom said earlier today.
Mark.
Sherry, yeah, that's right. Sherry or Chris, you got any last second words before we go to the close?
Just on what you said, you know, this season is about discovering the light of Jesus in the midst of the darkness. And
Amen.
So, but the good news is that the light came with not just truth, but with grace. Connect to that grace.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.